This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go in about 5 minutes into overdrive here, trying to take some calls. Some people have waited a very long time. We had to put them on further hold to take some calls about Bilderberg for Daniel Estulin. And one of the people who's waited a very long time is Catherine from Virginia. Catherine, go ahead. Thank you for waiting so long.
Honored to speak with you, and thank you for what you did out west and helping that family.
Well, thank you. We were happy to do that, and thank you for supporting us, because without your support, we couldn't do that sort of thing. What was your question or comment today?
Well, my comment was hitting point by point, as Alex and your organization has pointed out for years, the demonization of veterans, the purge of the military command, the VA scandal, Bergdahl scandal, and I can't help but think there's been a lot of talk about, oh, I think the mainstream media is turning on Obama and they're reporting about this. Well, I have another take on that, if you'll bear with me. I believe that this is a deliberate provocation of the military and other patriots to exercise emotions to a boiling point so that they can pull off a false flag and then blame it on veterans or patriot groups who were provoked to anger by these, by the ineptitude of the president. And further, 5 years ago, I was the Republican nominee in the 99th District of Virginia, and this will all tie together. If you can bear with me, I'll try to be
sure. Sure, go ahead.
I was contacted. We the first district is a massive waterfront district bordered by the Potomac and the Rappahannock River. At any rate, I was contacted by some retirees up in Montrose, Virginia, who were upset because O'Gara was moving into their community, and apparently they had greased the skids of the Board of Supervisors to approve them as a school. That's how they got into the district. And they were upset, worried about environmental concerns. And a lot of these were government retirees. So they had, very well-educated people, and they had been doing their homework. And as a Republican nominee, they wanted to know where I would stand on this issue. And so they started to describe to me what their research had turned up. And they told me that their research had turned up that Obama had given the DynCorp, $1 billion contract, and that contract involved establishing these schools in within 2 hours of Washington, D.C. And so they described where some of these schools were set up, and they're coming from a completely unconscious place, not related to what I'm thinking, because I'm seeing a perimeter in my brain around Washington, D.C., of private contractors. Fast forward to that midsummer at my booth in my local hometown where I had my, the Republican Party had a booth set up. And I didn't realize till later that this person was spying on me. This person was wearing a Blackwater T-shirt. Long story short, he'd been sitting behind our booth for hours. I was really unconscious, not expecting such a thing. And so I asked him if I could bring some water to him. He had a little dog.
And we're almost out of time.
I said, "Oh, you're with Blackwater," and so I engaged him in conversation, and I talked about O'Gara in Westmoreland County, not a question, but a statement saying, so you're setting up a perimeter around Washington, D.C. What's that for? He said, well, it's for a situation that our military won't be able to handle. Anyway.
Well, we certainly know that they're preparing for a lot of different things. As those who watch us know, we went through the place where they're preparing in Virginia, as well as another one that they've got in North Carolina. They're preparing for civil unrest and for martial law. And that's a good point. They may be deliberately trying to provoke veterans with this trade.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Brew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7,000 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is a modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live. I am your host, Alex Jones. Riding shotgun with us is David Knight today. And, of course, I do things a little bit differently than any other radio talk show host out there. Even when I take a few weeks of vacation off a year, I like to end up doing an hour or two or three, like I did on Monday. I did 2 hours or 2 hours and 20 minutes of my own three-hour broadcast, and I file video reports from the road and basically work from the road. So I'll be here during the first hour today. Then David Knight will be hosting the second and third hour. Daniel Estulin, who did get Bilderberg's agenda, has an inside source. He's proven it over and over again. I happen to know who one of the sources is, not the other. And we're going to recap their real agenda for the world, because we're focusing on the real shadow masters, so they're not in the shadows anymore. And then any other intel he got the week after Bilderberg, anything he learned during Bilderberg. But that's only the first half of Estulin. The second half of Estulin, we're going to have open phones in the spirit of free speech and the people being the press and the people asking the questions. You can ask Daniel Estulin or David Knight, any questions you have in the last 30 minutes of the third hour. And in that spirit today, the 25th anniversary of the people of China, the most populous nation, 25 years ago today, trying to simply demonstrate peacefully in the Tiananmen Square, or the equivalent of, the Lincoln Memorial, like Martin Luther King did. And it took them about half a day to finally find generals from a province 300 miles away to come in with army tanks with a group that spoke even a different dialect of Chinese. They've got more than 25 major dialects. It'd be like taking folks out of California to come in and kill Texans, or sending Texans to Vermont to kill folks in Vermont. They brought in the armor. And we always see that famous photo of Tank Man, a video still that had to be smuggled out of the country later. Tank Man blocking a tank. But if you go and get the full photo of Tank Man, it shows more than 20 tanks backed up by one person. And no one knows what happened to Tank Man. Just like no one knows what happened to the unknown soldier. There's a photo. We should take a photo of it right now so we can show it on air. It's back in the back hallway in between the shipping department and the warehouse and the reporter area. There's a photo that my parents got when they were in Germany a few years ago visiting family that lives over there who's in the military. Long story short, they were over there. And it's a famous photo of when they set up Checkpoint Charlie and weren't letting East Germans out of the country. And they would just machine gun men, women, and children, the communists would, the communist Germans. The Nazis just handed the baton off right into Soviet tyranny, so it worked perfectly, like a horse and carriage. Of a East German soldier who is the three-year-old boy, the toddler, gets tied up in the barbed wire, and that German soldier hands him across to his parents, and then he was disappeared and tortured and, we're told, killed, never to be heard from again, because he was an image of freedom and an image of humanity. And it's going to be that humanity that stops the globalists. That's why they want to go to robots, drones, automated systems, smart grids that spy on us and control us. Because the globalists see us as a wild beast, 7,350,000,000 of us, that they must control, they must dumb down. And this broadcast is incontrovertibly opposed at a physical DNA level and a spiritual level against all forms of tyranny over the minds of humanity. I know that a free, open society produces the best country, the best nation, the best system. And every philosopher and historian of any worth says that's the case as well. So we know authoritarianism is not good for even the elite. We need an elite based on the fact that they're smarter, they're more intelligent, they're harder working, they're better looking, they create better literature, they're better authors, they're better lecturers, they're better scientists. And that will be an elite of every race, color, creed, and religion, and true diversity. A non-elite of centralized bankers who are using 5,000-year-old banking manipulation systems of where the money changers, the gold banks, the pawn shops of ancient Babylon and Egypt, and then right through Greece, Rome, to the goldsmiths and money changers of 500 years ago in Germany, the Rothschilds, 400 years ago, the Redshields, where they would have 100 pieces of gold, but loan out credit for 10,000 pieces of gold on pieces of paper or tally sticks or their seal on a letter. That's why those ink seals were so important, or the seals with the wax. You could be executed if you falsified seals or falsified signatures. You ever see Lord Monckton's signature? It's like this incredibly complex thing that would take, you know, you 10 years to learn how to do. It's this big, perfect design. That's because your mark couldn't be copied. And you wouldn't want someone to be able to copy it. That's where all this comes from. And we need to get back to things being based on ideas and based on quality in a free market of competition. True democracy of the free market versus a democracy of tyranny where they domesticate the general public, train them to enslave the other 49%. That's why we're a republic or a limited democracy, where it doesn't matter if the mass wants to enslave one group. Everyone has unalienable, inalienable rights that cannot be changed, cannot be manipulated, even if the mass of people want to say black people aren't humans Well, sorry, you can't do that anymore. Because a minority of white Christians said it was wrong. 60 years after the abolition movement started in England and the United States, slavery was outlawed in almost the entire Western world. Still ongoing in Africa and the Middle East today. But no one wants to talk about that because it doesn't fit into the whole demonization of the West program. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, in that spirit of free speech and the First Amendment, I want to open the phones up throughout the full 3 hours today, except for the 30 minutes when Estelin is on by himself with Knight, and just try to take about 20 calls an hour on any subject you want to discuss. But I would like to hear from you if you would like to comment on it. But it is open phones, first time, long time, agree, disagree. I would like to hear from you out there on the nature of what the First Amendment really means. Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or of the press or the people's right to peaceably assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances. I think I got it all right there. The point is, going from memory, it's all right there. It doesn't give us those rights. It points out what was already there. And so you use it or you lose it. And I know we all know that like muscles. You don't use them, you lose them, they atrophy. But I'll tell you, I didn't work out for more than 15 years and gained about 100 pounds. It's taken me 4 or 5 years of working out, changing my diet, and taking supplements. I've lost more than half of it, and I intend to lose the rest. And that's an incredible attribute of the body. I'm older, and I shouldn't be able to, you know, reverse all I did when I was young, but I am, because that's how the body's designed if you don't turn it around too late. It's the same thing for a country or a nation. We can turn ourselves around if we believe we can and rediscover the common sense narrative of freedom that's hiding in plain view. And the system knows a great time of change is coming and that we're at the bottom of a major decadence cycle right now. The system is aware of that. So it's moving in to try to suppress the people and admitting that on every front. They wanted to build their global tyranny, the architecture of oppression, quietly behind the scenes. But like a giant ship in a shipyard, when they finally remove the curtain and open the big gates and cut the blocks and the ship goes into the water, it's revealing itself. And the ship has been launched. The dreadnought tyranny is upon us. But it hid itself because it knows the power of the people. Cynicism, not believing in liberty, being lazy, not caring about others, thinking you get ahead by only caring about yourself is what brings down civilizations. But also caring about civilization but being manipulated into serving evil is what brings it down even faster. So it's not enough to care and be involved. You've got to be researched and you've got to be involved in the right areas for the right causes. And the cause we're promoting is classic Americana, classic freedom, classic Renaissance, classic enlightenment, classic victory, classic success, classic chivalry, classic honor, classic truth, classic Bible, classic family, classic powerful male, powerful female role models, celebrating honor, celebrating beauty, celebrating justice, celebrating courage, celebrating being destroyed in the fight against the dragons of evil. Or sometimes prevailing. But it is the great animating contest that Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and George Washington talked about that will make us or break us. So here's the toll-free number on this live Wednesday worldwide edition, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. Again, 800-259-9231. David Knight will be popping in with some breaking news briefly at the bottom of the hour and chiming in anytime he feels like it in this hour on some of the callers we're going to be taking. Some of the news up on Infowars.com. Feds treated Black Friday boycott as terrorist threat. New documents reveal. Yeah, any form of knowing how to tie your shoelaces is terrorism. You just go watch football games, drink fluoride water, take vaccines, prepare to die of cancer. That's patriotism. Let the troops go die at the VA. Let them experiment on little black kids with pesticides till they die all over the country. No one gets in trouble. That was 8 years ago, New York State's where it broke. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian kids turn their oxygen off. Some of them died. Secret test, Joseph Mengele, don't get in trouble, federal government. National Institutes of Health. I mean, these people are demons. Not even the average cop at the Threat Fusion Center, but they're gathering data and getting used to seeing anyone who's good being listed as bad. Baltimore imposes daytime curfew on adolescents. That's right. As the society unravels, everyone will now be a criminal. They have nighttime curfews on adults in many areas of the country. Secret Service to track Twitter users in real time. Again, as if you're all terrorists. New reports. Mergel left note declaring intention to desert, renounce citizenship the night he walked off. I want to hear your take on Mergel. This is a total psyop now. There's no doubt. I want to go over a list of things on that front. The body count behind Bo Mergel. Excellent report by Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs for InfoWars.com. It's all coming up today, but your phone calls are straight ahead.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We come from the land of the ice and snow.
From the land of the ice and snow, from the midnight sun where the hawks wake up.
Central. We're here. I'm your host, Alex Jones. David Knight waiting in the wings. All right. Look, I want to go to your phone calls, or I never will. After I take some calls later in the next segment, I'm going to go over the Bo Bergdahl release that just is an absolute fraud on every front. Why would Obama do this? They know how to put out propaganda stunts. There is something going on behind this. And I haven't figured out what it is yet, but wrote a note that he was going to defect to the Akani network, all the rest of it, all these people dying trying to get him. This just has PSYOP written all over it. There's no doubt. So maybe you can give me your take on it out there, listeners, on what you think's going on. We have a continual coverage at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com on that front. Let's go to George in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thank you for calling in today.
Hi, Alex. I'm wondering if we couldn't have a story, maybe for the Europeans in particular, rebranding Bilderberg as the rise of the Nazis again, because Europeans are very sensitive to this issue, and if people realize that the same people that have promoted the Bilderberg movement are also the same people who promoted Hitler and various other things, and they start to look into this more deeply, and they wouldn't want these people on their soil. It would become like having a plague upon your soil. And I think that's an important issue because I don't think most Europeans see that yet. Some of them do, but not as a large body.
Incredible point. Appreciate your call. Just let me briefly comment on that, go to more calls. The Nazi thing's been way overplayed. That card is just, you know, you don't like Obamacare, you're a Nazi. Don't turn your guns in, you're a Nazi. Don't want the borders totally open, you're a Nazi. But then if you're George Soros, a real Nazi collaborator, or Schwarzenegger, who said he admired Nazis, to Rolling Stone magazine, and reportedly wears SS uniforms at home, I mean, I'm not kidding. That's all okay. So it's purely political when MSNBC says I'm deeply racist and then shows no proof. It just shows how they're totally fake, state-run, anti-American, anti-freedom media. Bilderberg was founded mainly by a bunch of former Nazis with a bunch of European robber barons and British and U.S. robber barons on record in 1954. And they brag they founded the Euro and the rest of it. And it's true that it's not just the Nazis. There's always authoritarian interest who want authoritarianism to be able to take over a society. Joseph Mengele's family was royal. The royal family got behind Hitler in Germany because they lost the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And it's not that the Germans were the bad guys. The globalists were manipulating both sides, and that's been declassified. The British intelligence was actually helping fund a bunch of radical groups, the communists and the Nazis early on in the 20s and 30s, because they want to destabilize things, just like they give arms to Assad and to Al-Qaeda now to destabilize Syria. So it's the same story over and over again, and the EU project was a Hitler-Nazi project. That's even in the BBC. And it was done by stealth, and they couldn't win with tanks, so they won with an economic takeover. But it's beyond the Nazis. It's financial interests that want authoritarianism. And now, look, we're going under the Asian trade unions and the rest of it. All of our rights are being taken under it, internet rights, you name it. There's not even discussion in the media. Just like there's not discussion of Bilderberg in the controlled corporate press. Because people don't know there's a Pacific trade deal being done right now with 30 points. Only two of them have been leaked that are just freedom ending. We got the Copenhagen carbon tax treaty, so the whole thing fell apart just because we got the treaty. But we can't get the treaties. That's how much tyranny we're under. Let's jam in one more. David in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Big fan of your show. I have a pretty simple question. My grandpa asked me, because I was talking about stuff you talk about and trying to wake him up, trying to wake up my family and all that. And he asked me, well, what is it that I can do, my generation can do? And he's 70 years old, so that's, you know, pretty old. He says, what can he do to help wake people up? What is it he can do right now?
He can learn about the New World Order. He can understand there's more media than just the mainstream dinosaur media. He can get involved. He can run for city council. He can go out and read the Bill of Rights and Constitution and then look around him and see what's wrong, and then he can decide how to get involved. Good people all have to do just a little bit. It'll bring down the tyranny. The problem is good people become spectators, believing that they have no basic power. Great question. All right, we're off to the races. Two callers down. I want to take 20 calls in the 30 minutes we've got left. In this hour, when we come back, and David and I will be popping in as well. We've got more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It is only fitting that a free screen should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
We are now living the 1984 reality, but there's the old parallel liberties of private property, family, guns, male and female roles. Top globalist back in 1961, before he died, published Brave New World Revisited. Aldous Huxley, at the time his brother, ran the UN, the real UN, the scientific end of it, scientific technocracy, eugenicist end of it. He was the head of the World Eugenics Society, by the way, at the time, and that was Julian Huxley. And he gave an hour-long speech at Berkeley that we've played the whole thing of here multiple times over the last 18, 19 years on air. And in that speech, he said, look, I debated my colleague, Eric Blair, George Orwell, as his pen name, and I said, it will not be the boot stamping in the black uniform. That's waiting in the wings for those in the first few phases that resist. No, it will be being brought to puberty at age 8, and population reduction. Brave New World is the model. My book, published in 1932, is not so much a science fiction book as it is our plan for the world. And you will love your servitude and your destruction and your enslavement. Ah. And the people at Berkeley are clapping. Ah. Oh. We'll get to rule over the program. And they put fluoride in our water to brain damage us and dumb us down. We're becoming infertile. People are going into puberty when they're eight now. And, you know, the plan's going quite well. They're feeding us GMO. And again, I'm not being negative. I've been down here in Port Aransas fishing and with my children. You know, we're not into fancy vacations. They just like, you know, just the Texas beach and swimming in the pool and stuff. And I've run into, let's not exaggerate. The manager of the condos we're staying at is a listener. Half the lifeguards are listeners. It's a giant pool, the biggest down here. And I've run into just, I'd say half of the middle-aged men I walk by are listeners. The people at the restaurant are listeners. And it's just everywhere I go, people are listeners. And then they say, what do we do? I mean, you are the majority. And I'm not even bragging. I mean, when a 18-year-old female lifeguard knows who I am and says that her dad listens and she listens, I mean, the New World Order is in trouble. And I'm not bragging, ooh, I'm a celebrity. I don't like being this popular going up against the globalist. They're trying to indict Steve Pachinik, that's on record, for running CIA operations in the 80s that were sanctioned mainly because he comes on the show. He's been told don't come on the show. MI6 has visited him. And he's had a bunch of stuff happen. I mean, that's how real this is, folks, that I have to deal with my guests being murdered, like the DC Madam and others. I have to deal with being physically attacked before. And I'm not saying boo-hoo, woe is me. Do you realize, folks, that I'm in combat in the info war toe-to-toe with the globalists and their dirty tricks and all the rest of it, because they can track with Google and the NSA the fact that our audience, they know how big our audience is. We don't. They've got a better handle on it. I don't have all the systems to know how many people listen. I know it's about 20 million that we can track each week. Do you think they like that? I want to go back to your calls. It's just that they've got war games, computer algorithms now, where they can tell what things will tend to do politically off of similar things they've done before. They can almost predict the future. But they can't predict you wild-carding and as an individual not following their programming. And those two nexus points are coming together right now. We're at the flashpoint. Here are some of the headlines, and then I'll go to your phone calls and get any comments David Knight has on this. Let me pull up Drudge. I just had Drudge. Drudge, I think, has the best coverage of the Bergdahl situation. We can put it up on screen for TV viewers. Video, Bergdahl's release. We can show some of that in the background. Report, had been made to look ill. Report, wanted to renounce citizenship. Team leader, a lot more to the story than soldier walking away. Yeah, my gut tells me he was sheep-dipped, and this was super elaborate, and that's why he has such courage, they say, and all the rest of it. I mean, I think they're really trying to fool the accounting network. Three more members of Bergdahl's platoon speak out. White House apologizes for oversight and congressional notification. It's an oversight when the law says 30-day notification. Just like getting rid of your Bill of Rights and Constitution is an oversight, and signing statements are an oversight, and saying NATO's over our military is an oversight, and doubling your health care costs is an oversight. Miscalculated reaction. Who wrote Rice's talking points this time? Ranking Dem, dangerous precedent that puts all Americans at risk. Yeah, it does. Rubio, Obama believes he's become monarch or emperor, law professor, President Nixon always wanted to be what President Obama has become. Again, why do you have Rubio, this neocon, golden boy? We don't need a gimmick to get a libertarian or constitutionalist elected, so we run a Hispanic. I'd vote for Hispanic in a minute if they were like Ted Cruz, and I would vote for Ted Cruz for president. But it doesn't mean it's because he's Hispanic I would vote for him, or has a Hispanic Spanish last name. It's because he can do a 28-hour filibuster. He's fought Obamacare. He's fought for the Second Amendment. They would have passed gun control if it wasn't for Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and the American people. Okay, I'm ranting. I said I'd take calls. The point is, we don't need gimmicks, but why is Rubio talking like that now? He's got to sound like a libertarian constitutionalist like Ted Cruz or Rand Paul to win. The answer is radicalize the libertarian arm of the Republican Party. The Republican Party is ready to fall to the liberty movement. They admit that. They're panicking. All hands on deck with the Democrats and Republican leadership trying to kill the Tea Party. That's why I'm full in to the Tea Party, the real Tea Party, to take over the Republicans. That's our shot. 2014 is everything. But now you notice that we got called kook saying he was becoming a dictator just 3 years ago. Now it's, oh, yeah, he's becoming a dictator. It's passé, Democrats, Republicans, because we're the majority. We've told the truth. What we said is coming true. They have Democrats have websites saying that, I mean, every day, I saw two of them yesterday without looking. Alex Jones is crazy. He says Obama's becoming a dictator. Oh, he's so kooky. Ah, ha, ha. Look at him. That's so weak-minded people read that and think, ah, ha, ha. The military is going to be on the streets. Obama's becoming a dictator. How funny. They're literally just using peer pressure with mindless Democrats that can't even tie their shoelaces. I mean, I'm a liberal, okay? I want more freedom. You are fascist scumbags. There are a lot of well-meaning liberals who are freaked out by Obama, and they don't trust the Republicans either. I don't either. But when the whole leadership is after the real Tea Party, you better believe they know that's where the opposition is. Will they try to co-opt it? Will there be problems? Of course there will be. But the Tea Party's not going to come after getting rid of the borders completely and legalize 30 million more illegals and take our guns and you know, openly fund Al-Qaeda and you know, say our kids belong to the state. I mean, this is Mao Zedong level what's going on. They're just attempting to normalize a total takeover. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. Just please remember, we have the very best Nason Iodine out there. The new X2 is beyond even the previously best, which was still available and good for kids and things. It's not as strong, more palatable. That's the regular survival shield that's done wonders for myself. The new X2. The new X2, ladies and gentlemen, is from crystals. Nobody else has this source. It's other seaweed-based. This is multi-million-year-old ancient crystals from an ancient sea mined between 7,000 and 10,000 feet, and it goes right into the bloodstream, right into the body, detoxifying. What it's done for me is just incredible. I've been on it a couple months before it officially came out, and people can just see the difference in my skin, my energy. I mean, I work a lot harder than I used to. I have more stamina. I chalk it up to X2 and the regular survival shield, the super male vitality, and the super female vitality that will sell out in the next few days. We've got an additional 900 bottles or so. It had sold out as of Monday. We have an additional 900 bottles. You've heard the rave reviews. And regardless, you're funding our operation, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support and for getting the great products at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, David Knight, tell us what's coming up in the second and third hour today, and then I want to race through phone calls right into the next hour. I want you to continue with these calls.
Well, Alex, we're going to talk about the 25th anniversary of Tiananmen Square because, you know, CNN is patting itself on the back, talking about the CNN effect, how it was a watershed moment for CNN. And really, we want to compare what they did with the CNN coverage of Tiananmen Square to what CNN did when we had the standoff at the Nevada Ranch, and Bunkerville, the Bundy Ranch.
Perfect. Show the footage of you and Josh valiantly walking up as they were threatening to shoot you, and then tie it into Ceausescu. People hailed the Pokes overthrowing them. You didn't overthrow anybody. You just stood up against thugs threatening you, and you're being called a terrorist by Harry Reid.
That's right, Alex. And, you know, we see that there's a CNN reporter who was just arrested in Turkey for covering anti-government distress there. That was a very brave thing that he did, and they allowed that to go through. That was a good thing. But, you know, at the same time, remember that Amber Lyons reports about what was going on, essentially identical to that, anti-government protests in Bahrain. They shut down her report. So what does it tell us about the controlled media? And when we look back at 25 years from China, how does it what have we learned about how China, the Chinese government, has controlled information about Tiananmen Square today?
And China, the globalists in Australia and the U.S. and Russia, admit the Chinese model of censorship is the model. We've got to study it. Incredible job. Look forward to those special reports coming up in phone calls in the next 2 hours. And Daniel Estelin, thank you so much, David Knight.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, now, I've been bad. Please don't ask me thought-provoking questions. It gets me off on a jag. Let's go to your calls. Jay Lynn in Texas, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. First point, what Ted Cruz did It was not a filibuster. Well, it technically was, but they didn't count it as one because if they were already scheduled to rule on a vote at a certain time period, so everybody got to call him out. Because.
But a rose is a rose by any other name.
Second point was that Rachel Carson was promoted on Google Doodle because she made a book that influenced the environmental movement, and it was about banning DDT, which resulted in millions and millions, hundreds of millions of lives.
They admit about 3 million people die a year from DDT, but they say it's a price worth it, and it really didn't hurt the birds as bad as they said. It was a magical pesticide that helped humans not die of malaria. You're absolutely right.
Right. And third point, NewsRescue.com promotes some of your stuff. I read some very interesting information that people don't promote. They want guns in their area, in Nigeria, to protect themselves from the government and from these military groups because both of them are coinciding with each other. Some of them are promoting.
People want guns in Mexico to protect themselves. People want it in Africa. God bless you. Great points. Yeah. The only states that have any law and order in Mexico are where the Mexican farmers and ranchers, people close to the earth, it doesn't matter if it's leftists in Chiapas or right-wing Mormon Christians in the northern Mexico, they get illegal guns in Texas and other places that are single-shot and semi-auto. They lower the crime. They stop the cartels. And the Mexican government's having to back off now and saying, okay, let them be armed. So the only time you have nightmare extermination is when the state and the criminals have guns. When the people have the guns, the state and the criminals behave themselves. Because when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Thomas Jefferson. Let's talk to Mike in Louisiana. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. While I was waiting online, the 5 bottle of X2 was delivered to me, and it's sitting in front of me. I can't wait to open it up. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the support, sir. We couldn't do it without you.
Yes, sir. This is Mike from New Orleans that has the cart on the street. I want to thank you again for promoting that. It was a nice little boost. I still don't have the screens, but I still soon will, and we'll be able to live stream your show out to the French Quarter every day.
I want to say this. This is how the CIA would overthrow what they call dictatorships until they changed their policy in the 50s and started putting dictatorships in, or in the 60s mainly. They would have people go around with handouts, bicycles, and then sandwich boards with messages, and enough of them it would overthrow the regime. What you're doing with your bicycle with these big boards in New Orleans, if other people just did it an hour a week, and put up handouts and just spread the word and call into talk radio and call into C-SPAN, enough of a buzz, we would overthrow the globalists very quickly.
Can I read you something on my blog yesterday in answer to what can we do? And this is what I blogged. They only are granted the power we give them, and we could start taking it away in a million ways right now, to let them know for our voices, our purses, and our passion. Peaceful civil disobedience is now our duty. If you've never emailed your rage, start now. If you've never called, call. If you've never written, write. If you've never spoken out, now is the time to yell. If for some reason you can't make yourself visible but still want to help and contribute to those that are putting themselves on the front lines in any way you can, if they want a revolution that, by God, will give them one, but one on our terms, one that will be a revolution where the power of love will overcome the of power, start now. Make a pledge. Say this is it. Call it the Howard Buell Pledge. Tell them you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore.
Well, very well said. God bless you, sir. Appreciate the call. I have told the crew, the great Darren McBreen, the great Rob Dew, and others, I want a promo made, but I should come back and tape it and, you know, rant with a call to action. I have clips of Howard Beale saying, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, and call it the Howard Beale Pledge to get aggressive, to not back down, and promote the ideas of liberty. And that's what it takes. Because our country was so wealthy, so free, it took so long to dismantle it, but now they're getting down to the final nuts and bolts. Great points. Matt in Tennessee, listening on WVCR 1470. You're on the air. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. Jens, Alex, appreciate you letting me on. You sound racist because you don't like Tiananmen Square. This Bird Dog guy, I think this could come back to get us. I don't know if I'm thinking way outside the box here, but his parents, his dad, seems to have a lot of knowledge with those people over there. Maybe they let him go and they let them five prisoners go, that maybe they're going to try to do a false flag here in the next couple of years to keep Obama in. He can set out martial law and then no election and then he can stay in. What do you think about that?
I know we have pieces of the puzzle. And any way you slice it, this is staged. Nobody would do what Obama did. It's a PR disaster unless there's something larger. And I think it was just like Red Adair would blow up oil wells that were on fire with a bigger explosion. I think they did this in an emergency because they could track the VA thing was going to boil over as a way to give a fake defeat of Obama and to change the subject. That could be part of it. You have the CIA section chief blown, so it was probably coming out that Burgle was a fake defector. I'm speculating here. But you add to this, I'm just throwing the pieces out, that he really did defect. He did walk off base. That was known. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs called me Saturday, and McAdoo called me, Leanne, and they were already on that before it was on CNN a day and a half later. So this was well known. This does not add up at any level. And then you see shows like Homeland and others with a narrative that fit this Burgle thing exactly. They want the background of the idea that troops are Al-Qaeda. Troops are Al-Qaeda. Troops are Al-Qaeda to flip Homeland Security on their number one enemy, the veterans. So this is a major sophisticated psyop. I haven't ferreted it out exactly. We just know it's a psyop.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles.
was on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny.
Look, it's simple. If you don't value your freedom and you think your freedom is having checkpoints on the highway, you're going to be a slave. And they've changed the laws, the regulations to take your bank accounts, to track everything you do. We're going into tyranny. Tyranny kills prosperity. And we're seeing our prosperity go out the window right now. Matt in Tennessee, any other points you want to make about the Bo Bergdahl story that is just disintegrating? And we were reporting on it Sunday that it was disintegrating. People were like, oh, come on, not a conspiracy theory. And all the controlled or fascist press that poses as left wing was attacking us on Monday. They're not laughing now, are they?
No, they're definitely not laughing. And what's this secret meeting with the Senate today behind closed doors meeting going on about this whole prisoner exchange and all that? There's something secretive about this, Alex. And I just want to say I really appreciate you being on up here in Alcoa. And also now that you're on down in Knoxville, Tennessee on 94.3. Get to listen to you every evening as well as every day up here. I really appreciate all that you do. Alex, thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you. You guys are right there in the same area of Tennessee where you had the overthrow of the corrupt government there, the Battle of Athens. We should do a special report on the Battle of Athens and really remember how that's another model that if they keep starting physical attacks with us, that we have a right and a duty to get physical. I don't want that to happen, but it is our right and our duty, and that's why they're trying to demonize the Declaration of Independence right now. Let's go to Kevin in Canada. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm up here in Alberta, Canada. I'm just amazed at what's going on. I don't know where to start here. I'd actually just like to ask you if there's anything you could do with David Icke and Jesse Ventura, get them both on the same page, or try and get a roundtable discussion with them to get them, I don't know, to cooperate or something a little more. I know that Jesse doesn't like to go into that stuff, but... I believe this.
Well, I mean, listen, I can barely run my own life. I like David Icke and I'm friends with him. I like Jesse Ventura and I'm friends with him. I admire and think both men are very interesting. I know them both personally over many years. You're talking about one of the TV shows. I was in like 12 episodes of three seasons and was a consultant on conspiracy theory. Ventura quit the show because he didn't like the direction it was going. I was pretty much offered the show. I turned it down. Great people involved in it. It's just the network was turning it into chupacabras and space aliens, and we didn't want to go that route. Now I do a show on History Channel and Discovery Channel, Book of Secrets and one other. I don't even watch those shows. I know with the Ventura show, they kind of edited what I said down to make it look like I was attacking Icke. I'm not mad at them. I don't want to get in the middle of it. I've tried to get the two together, but I totally misunderstood what was happening. With reality TV, they didn't want them to meet beforehand. It took him an hour to get stuff ready. He thought they were putting him off on purpose. And the two guys are both real, and they're both, you know, former, you know, athletes. And Ventura was a champion swimmer and other stuff. And they just, you know, two alpha males got in a literal argument, you know, on air and off air. And I just, there's nothing I can do about it. And that's what happened. And I just feel bad about the whole thing. But that's already like 2 years ago and water under the bridge. I mean, what, did they just re-air that or something on True TV? Because why do you bring it up?
I just got a memory like an elephant, and I think you three are basically the most powerful people in the truth movement with the widest audiences, and I think you guys need to get together.
I'll say this. I think Ike's on next week, and I want to get Ventura back on. So we'll just, you know what? I could reach out to him and say, let's all do a friendly interview, but I don't want to plan that yet, so don't go after that yet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.